The Maker's House Chapel International presents Destiny Word with Dr. Michael Brady Damichek. As a child of God, you are mandated to take territories and fulfill your destiny. Destiny Word is designed to help illuminate your path towards a purpose-driven life. Please stay tuned for the unadulterated Word of God, a word that not only brings focus to your life, but also helps you navigate the challenges that comes your way.
Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter number 13. The 13th chapter, the first verse of the 1 Kings. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense, cried against him the altar in the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be bent upon thee. Gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God which had cried against the altar in Bethel, and he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. Jump to the verse number 7. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself. I'll give thee a reward. The man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half of thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou comest. So he went another way, returned another by the way that he came to Bethel. Now, if you jump again to the verse number 16... let's go to the verse number 15. The Bible says that there was another man who came who was also a man of God. A man of God. Another prophet. That is what the Bible calls him. Another prophet. The Bible calls him the older prophet or the other prophet. So the verse number 15 says that this old prophet came and said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. Said, I may not return. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou comest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. An angel spoke unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that thou mayest eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. You read the verse number 19. The prophet obliged, and the prophet went in and ate with him. Verse 23 says that, and came to pass after he had eaten and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass to wait for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and killed him. But before the lion did that, verse number 21 says that he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, the same prophet who told him, come, as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord God commanded thee, you will not survive. God had rejected this older prophet, and a younger man was lifted up. May God lift new people. You see, anytime people are misbehaving, God finds a way to lift another breed of people. God had lifted a new man, a young man, placed this word in his mouth and said unto him that the people are doing evil in my sight. I want you to go there and tell them what they are doing and tell them that I'm not happy with them. The man of God went there, and when the man of God had gone there, the Bible says that, and he had opened his mouth and lifted up his voice and said unto them that God is not pleased with you. And the king, trying to cover up and putting up a front, said unto him that you cannot come around us and say all these things, all these vain babblings. We are not interested in it. We don't believe in what you are saying. We have a covenant with God. You cannot come to us and tell us what God wants. If God wants to speak to us, he will not send somebody from without. He will tell us himself. He will speak to me himself. He wouldn't need you. He will use me to tell my people, I am the king. When I was anointed, any king that is being anointed is anointed as a king, a priest, and a prophet. I can play the three roles that you are here to play. The first role that you are here to play is within my job description. I can play that role too. And so you don't have to come here to tell me what I ought to do. I am also a prophet. I am here also playing and performing my role. And yet the Bible says that this king lifted up his hands against the man that the Lord God has anointed and the Lord God has sent. And because at that time he was obeying divine instruction, the almighty king of that land, the king that was strong and mighty, who could just order for his execution, the Bible says that, and when the king had lifted up his arms against him, his hands dried up. What it is supposed to tell you is that as long as you remain in divine will, any hand that will be lifted up against you, that hand will be dried up. Maybe let me take it again. As long as you remain in what is called the divine will of God, if you, where you are, happens to be where God wants you to be, then any hand that will be lifted against you, any hand that will be stretched out against you, the Bible says that, and that hand that was lifted against this man, that hand dried up. From today, any hand that has been lifted against you, any hand that has been stretched against you, may God cause that hand to dry. Can I speak to somebody who believes in God? Maybe you are walking a walk that God has destined for your life, and you are living a life that God has pre-programmed for your life, and yet there are people who are trying to lift up their hands against you. But by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of our word, may any hand that has been lifted against you dry up. It doesn't matter where the hand has been stretched. It might be from a political arm, but let that arm dry up. Wherever it is coming from, it might be the tongues of men, but the last time I checked, the Bible says no weapon formed or fashioned against me shall prosper, and any tongue that will rise against me in judgment, my God will condemn it. Any tongue that has risen up against you, may God condemn that tongue. Why? But because you are walking in a place that God has destined for your life, and because where you are, it is just God that has programmed you to walk there, there is nothing that the enemy can do about it. Any hand that has been lifted, may that hand dry up. Any mouth that has been lifted, may that mouth be shut. Anything that has been lifted against you, I came to say that who art thou, O great mountains? Before Zerubbabel, you shall be a plain. Any mountain that the enemy is lifting against you, may God cause mountains to be leveled. Anything that the devil is bringing around you, we serve a God that is able to call things that are not in existence as though they were. And because he's the only one that is able to do that, may what he has said come to pass. I don't know whether I have a witness in the house, but may what God has said about you come to pass. May divine destiny play out. May where God is saying he's taking you to, let nothing be able to hinder you. And they can come against you, but when they come against you in one way, but by several other ways, may they flee from before you. The last time I checked, the righteous can fall seven times, and yet seven times he shall rise again. May God give you the ability to bounce back. May God give you the grace to rise up. May God give you the unction to mount up. The Bible says, the young men shall grow weary and they shall utterly fall. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall mount up with wings like that of the eagle. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. I still don't know whether I have my witness yet, but in case my witness is not alive here, let me shout a few words again. What God has said about you, there is no demon in hell. There is no power underneath. There is no power in the heavens that can overrule what God has said he will do. Forever, oh God, thy word is settled. I don't know whether I still have my witness, but before you came here today, God has pre-programmed something. Your destiny is not an accident. You are not a product of chance. God has your destiny intact, and whatever he is saying is about to do, he is expecting you to embrace it. And if only you will do that, there is nothing that the devil can do. All that you have to do is to place your hand in the palm of God and say that, God, guide me, oh thou great Jehovah. I'm a pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. If you leave me on my own, I will fail. If you allow me to go on my own, I will not survive this. They are coming up against me from all sides. If you allow me to walk this walk alone, there is no way I can make it to Canaan's side. But if you guide me, if you show me your way, if you show me your way, if you lead me on your path, then there is nothing that I cannot do. I don't know if I have a witness, but if there is any, lift up your voice and give Jesus a shout of praise. Let me try again to help you. May destiny patterns be made available. It doesn't matter what the enemy has said, you are a product of what is called divine destiny. You are a product of something called divine destiny, and that destiny God wants it to play out. But ask your neighbor, are you sure you are ready? Ask your neighbor, are you sure you are ready? God wants to do something, but are you sure you are ready? Are you sure you want to partner with God into a place of destiny fulfillment? God is ready, but I don't know whether you are to. God is ready, but I don't know whether you are ready to. But if you are, just listen to this before you go home. The Bible says, and Jesus had got into a place, and there was a man that had been sick right from birth, that he could not walk anymore. Jesus got there and said, the heavens have an agenda. There is a destiny that is in the hands of God. The destiny of God concerning your life is that God wants you to be made whole. But Jesus knew that the destiny of the heavens, the program of God, is not enough for physical manifestation. And so Jesus went to the man and asked the man, do you want to be made whole? God wants you, but do you want it? God wants you to be lifted, but do you want it? The destiny of God is for you to walk again, but do you want to be made whole? And he said, I have nobody that when this thing is done, there is nobody to put me in it. Jesus said, when I show up, I don't need people anymore. When I show up in the life of any individual, I don't need anybody to be around. You might have nobody, but Jesus is showing up. You might have no human to help you, but Jesus is showing up. Jesus is passing this way. Pass me not, oh gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. That was the cry of that man that was seated by the pool. He said, pass me not. I don't know about you. Jesus said, the destiny is granted, but do you want it? And if you surely want it, let me get back to the exegesis of the text. And the Bible says, this man, although he had a word from God, somebody came to him and also said, I'm also a man of God. Sometimes God will give you a word and somebody else will come to you and tell you that I'm also a businessman. The business can't work that way. Somebody might come to you and tell you that I'm also a musician. It doesn't play out that way. But that man made a mistake. He made a mistake because he followed the second word instead of the first. You don't need two voices. Let me help me. You don't need two voices. The Bible says that once have the Lord spoken, but twice have we heard that all power belongs to Jesus. I don't know about you, but this man of God made a mistake of his life. He believed in the words of another man. He relied on the words of another individual instead of taking the word of God to the bank. I came to tell you what God has said to you. Rely on that alone. Do not allow anybody to talk you out of destiny. Sometimes the destiny might not look well, but because it came from God, the vision might tarry. But wait for it, for the vision is meant for an appointed time. Although it tarries, it will not lie. Whatever thing God has said about you, there is something that God wants to do. Just stay true to what God has said, and if you can only stay true to it, what he has said will come to pass. You don't need any other argument. The other day the psalmist said, I need no other argument, I need no other plea, it is enough. Hey, I don't know about you, but I came to tell somebody that this God that has spoken to you, when he says a thing, he is not a man to lie, neither is he a son of a man to say a thing and to repent. As he said it, then he will do it. As he spoken, then he shall make it good. If he says anything, his words are true as himself. His name is the faithful and true. When he says it, it means that there is a release of a commensurate power to bring his word to pass. And so once God speaks, you need no any person, no other person to give you his own opinion. Human philosophies will not work when God has spoken. Human rationalization will not work when God has spoken. If how will you have explained it? How will a woman who is 90 years old be given a child of her own? It is just destiny in the hands of God. But whether it's going to happen or not, it depended on the woman called Sarah. Sarah, do you believe it? I don't know about you, but God sent me here to tell you, I have already given you a word, but do you believe it? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to walk again? I have already given you my word. I have told you that I'll make you the head and not the tail. Do you believe it? I have told you I'll send you above and not beneath. Do you believe it? As your neighbor, God has spoken, but do you believe it? Ask your neighbor, neighbor, God has spoken, but do you believe it? Ask another person, neighbor, oh neighbor, God has spoken, but do you believe it? This man who was a prophet, another person came from the same industry. Sometimes the person that will be deployed against you is not going to be naive as far as your industry is concerned. The person will tell you, I know the ins and outs. What I'm going to give you is the winning formula. But if God gives you a formula, do not dilute God's methods by infusing human concept. If God gives you a word, that is the only thing that you need. Look at somebody and say, what God tells you is the only thing you need, because he's the only one who knows the end from the beginning. He's the only one who can tell the deadless future. And because he's the only one, you need no other word. Do you know how you follow Jesus? You follow Jesus just like a blind man and his aid. You don't need to even see it, just follow. God, wherever you want to lead me, I am ready. I don't need anybody to tell me there is a ditch. I can trust you enough. I can believe you enough. All that I will do is that I will follow you. Wherever you want to send me to,
I will follow you. I know that when we get to a ditch, you will create a bridge for me to walk over it. All that I will do. You only follow Jesus. You can't follow Jesus with your eyes open. Let me give you this mystery for free. You can never follow God with your eyes opened. If you want to follow God with your eyes opened, there are certain steps you will never take. Because what the eyes will see will send signals to the mind for cognitive processing. And so once it hits the mind, you have to be able to understand it before you move. But to follow Jesus, wherever you lead me, just send me there. You don't need to see. All that you need to do is to follow. Where is he sending you to? I don't know about you, but I came to tell somebody that for me, God has spoken, and I will not allow anybody to talk me out of destiny. Tell your neighbor, God has spoken to me, and nobody, no condition can talk me out. Destiny calls and humans respond. Once the Lord speaks, Jesus said, the heavens want you to walk again, but it's your choice. Do you want it? God wants you to walk, but do you want to be made whole? What God is saying is that for destiny is in the heavens, but for manifestation, it depends on you. I want you to be made whole, but do you want it? He said, I have nobody. Jesus said, you don't need people. When I am in your life, you need me alone. I'm more than enough. Look at somebody and say, Jesus is more than enough. Look at another and say, my Jesus, your Jesus, our Jesus is more than enough. Can you look at another and say, your Jesus, my Jesus, our Jesus is more than enough. Lift up your right hand. I want you to sing this song with me. Pass me not, O gentle sea.
Why on others thou art calling?
To pray, if you've ever had a misstep or a mistake because somebody was able to talk you out, you want to say to God that, God, I still know that my destiny is in your hands, and therefore today I am willing. The Bible says the good of the land is available, but it needs your willingness. It says if you are willing and obedient, then you shall eat the good of the land. God is saying that is there, but you have to be willing. Are you willing? You want to go before God just for 30 seconds if you can, or 1 minute if you will. But you are praying to God that, God, wherever I have been to, whatever thing that made me step out of destiny, I know that you can still pull me back on track. Let this business survive. Oh my God, nobody can talk us out. Let this destiny pattern survive this. There are storms anyway, But as long as you are my guide or my lead, I know you can lead me safe to Canaan side. Take me there safely. Lead us to that promised land. Take us to that place. Lead us to that place. Get us to the place of destiny moments, destiny manifestation, destiny fulfillment. Ah, lead us to that place, oh God. We'll give you that praise, oh God. We'll praise your name. We will worship you. We'll lift you up. We will 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 lift you up. Father, let us not miss out on destiny patterns. You brought us into this world to fulfill a mandate. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. Let divine destiny play out. Let God take you there. Let God lead you there. Say to God, I am willing. Say to God, I want to be made whole. Say to God, I want to rise again. Say to God, I want to be lifted myself. Say to God, I want to mount up. Say to God, I want to ascend. Say to God, I want to stay on Canaan side. Say to God, I want to be lifted up. Say to God, that is where I believe I belong. Say to God, that is where I want to be. Lift up your voice if you can, but pray to the Lord God of your salvation. Watch this. The reason why God will judge people because of our gifts is that for your gift to be relevant, God has to create a need. Okay? God, for your gift, what God has placed on you, for it to be relevant, He has to create a need. And so, what God will give you will be idiosyncratically yours. What it means is that you are the only person that can fill that void. What it tells me is that if God gives me a gift and creates a need for my gift, and I don't use my gift to meet the needs, then I am found foul before God in judgment. That is why God will judge people, because of our gift. It's not that God, I did not do evil with the gift, just that I did not use it. No, the reason why the one that buried, although he brought it back, the reason why he judged him was because the gift is given because of a need. Now listen to this. What God has placed on you, there is a need for it. You want to pray to God that, God, let my destiny be relevant. That's what I'm telling you. When God places a gift on you, for the gift, for you to be, in order for God to make your gift relevant, He has to create a need. I believe there is a need. You might have not experienced it yet, but you want to trigger the condition, relevance. God, make me relevant. Let this industry you've placed me in, you might be doing a business, the business might be struggling, but today you want to pray the grace of relevance. You want to go before God and say to God, God, let this business be relevant. Let this calling be relevant. Let this mantle and mandate be relevant. Let what you have placed on my life be relevant. Let the unction be relevant. Let this ministry be relevant. Let the calling be relevant. What you have placed on me, give me relevance. Oh, lift up your voice. I wish you were going to do that. But pray for relevance. Ah, that the business God has given to you, the only way people come around it is when they find it to be relevant to what they want to do. The only way people will now give you a lifeline is when they see that what you are doing is relevant to their survival. If they see relevance, oh my goodness, they will go through mats and skip valleys and jump over walls and run through troops just to ensure they have an encounter. You shouldn't be irrelevant in your time. People will hire you if they know you are relevant. Oh my God, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But people will give you pay rise if they know you are relevant. People will promote you if they know you are relevant. People will lift you up if they know you are relevant. You are praying that God, he said, promotion cometh not from the north, the south, the east, or the west. It cometh from you. But how can I be promoted if I am not relevant? Make me relevant to my generation. Make me relevant to my time. Make me relevant, relevant, relevant. Let the oil of relevance fall upon me. Make me relevant. Father, we pray for that grace, the grace of relevance. Nobody can talk us out. Father of destiny, no voice. We mute every voice. We mute every voice. We mute every voice.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Word by Dr. Michael Bwedi Nyamiche. We believe you have been impacted to fulfill your purpose. For more transformative and uplifting teachings from Dr. Nyamiche, kindly join us at the Maker's House Chapel International Destiny Arena, adjacent the School of Nuclear and Allied Sciences. Join any of our services, Sunday Word from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., teaching service on Wednesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and our flagship program, Morning Aura, on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to engage in prayer and experience the supernatural. You can also be part of our online services, Command Your Morning, every weekday from 4:45 a.m. to 6 a.m., and Power Up Your Week every Sunday from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. on our social media platforms. For more information about our ministry, you can reach out to us on 020-004-7488 or 026-681-3275. Additionally, visit our website at www.themakershouse.org. God bless you abundantly as you journey towards your destiny with courage and faith. Destiny Word. Be empowered to take territories and fulfill destinies.